Joe Ringeisen. Joe. Joe's the third son of a big city boy who moved to a small town after serving in the Navy during World War II and married the older daughter of a prosperous small town merchant. Joe believes that in the fabric of remembering are clues to the things that made us who we are. He says that all of us have stories to tell of a small town, a city, a neighborhood, anywhere where we grew up. Joe?
Thanks for not mentioning my drinking habits, swearing and jail time. Every time we meet, Dick brings three prompts for us to write from. Three rich statements, questions, individually and together. And this comes from one of them. This is also a kind of a reflection on an afternoon I spent with a friend. And I must say, going in, that I have a very different feeling about snakes than April does. And this is called Snake Puppies. We sit like two old toads waiting for flies beneath ancient oak leaves, barely moving in the summer still, settled in spring steel rocking chairs, feet on the black wrought iron railing, potted geranium on the right, flying witch weather vane on the left, on the patio observatory over his garage, craft beer in one hand, the other flashing with glib expression, emphasizing strong pronouncement or fluttering on spontaneous laughter. Our whimsy is to politics. You should shoot the bastards. Aging, what are you going to do? Books should be required reading for every high school idiot. Whatever course to truth, to meaning, to revelation, it comes without announcement that, like some monstrous boom that reminds us it's July, or that first crack of lightning that jacks us from sleep and warns of storm. The talk may turn blue and smoky like drunken sailors. It may be hard like granite, but certain for laughter and rarely angry. He points. Look at those tomatoes. Have you ever seen anything so beautiful? Uphill from the stone-walled terrace below grows his proud garden. Mostly tomatoes, mostly heirlooms. In cold February, he seeds them in tiny pots and raises them tenderly in light in his basement, watering, watching, repotting, nurturing, nursing, until they are ready to be hardened off outside, then set in warm enough soil in June. He likes their names, Cherokee Purple, Boxcar Willie, Black Russian, German Pink, Snowpack. I say, I don't want tomatoes that are black or purple or white or even pink. I want tomatoes that are red, maybe red and yellow like pineapples, maybe green zebras. Snakes, he says. Where, I jerk. There, he points. The name creeps me a bit. I don't hate snakes. They just raise hair on my body. I can get along with them intellectually, but the sight of them still stops me. I lower my feet in beer and crane like a cow over the fence. There in the rock walls are snakes, 6, maybe 8, maybe 10 of them, no bigger than a twig, scooting and squirming about, sliding away, then darting back, over and under and around one another, intertwined, then released. Tails wagging, tongues flashing. They're like puppies, I say. Leaning back, then forward again for another glimpse. They're just like puppies wrestling and playing in the sun. Oh, there they go, and gone they were. I'm struck still like rock for just a moment. Then sit back in my chair and drink my beer, still caught in that snake puppy moment. Those babies will be ripe in a day or two. Can't wait for gazpacho. Yeah, I say, there's nothing like fresh from the garden gazpacho.
Joe mentioned that every Monday we sit down and first we talk, you know, we talk smart for about 20 minutes, and then we write for about 15 minutes, and then we read, we share what we've written with each other, and I am constantly amazed at how, what wonderful stories come out of this group. I mean, it's just great, and I've learned a lot from these fellows, these guys.